Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sisell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Boom Boom Beck. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Boom Boom Beck. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maynisch. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Maynisch steals second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil strikes out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a pop-up towards third. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Boom Boom Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause fires to first and picks off Beck. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0 for 1 in the game. Brannan is hit by the pitch. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still strikes out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mostill, who is chasing the ball. Schult reaches third base with a triple. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schult tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Clancy. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to third. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaum hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barrett tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boom Boom Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brannon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beck moves to third. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Cecil fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship bunts towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 2 in the game. Mostill hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Krause moves to second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kamm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kamm is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kamm hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kraus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 2 in the game. Mannion hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boom Boom Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Beck hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kraus takes first base on ball 4. Cecil moves to second. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Ted Blankenship. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk strikes out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 3 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to third. Kraus moves to second. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 3 in the game. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Brannan bunts towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Hun field covering, for the out. McNeely moves to second. One out. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hun field scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNeely moves to third. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Schult hits a pop-up towards third. Kamm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunfield is hit by the pitch. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Hunfield steals second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaum takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.